With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Eight children between the ages of 1 and 14 are dead after a mass shooting in Louisiana.
A domestic dispute in Louisiana leaves at least eight children dead, according to police, who say a relative is behind the deadly shooting of 10 juveniles. Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Chris Bordelon.
We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Police Chief Wayne Smith.
I just don't know what to say. My heart is just taken back. I just cannot begin to imagine how such an event can occur.
Police say the shootings took place early Sunday at two homes before the gunman carjacked a vehicle and was shot by police. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says the U.S. has seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship near the Strait of Hormuz. This is the first interception since a naval blockade began last week. The president claims the ship ignored warnings and was stopped by a U.S. Navy destroyer. The incident raises questions about upcoming U.S.-Iran talks in Pakistan. Iran hasn't confirmed its attendance, and the tensions remain high over the blockade. Lawyers for President Trump are trying to resolve the president's $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
According to a federal court filing, the president's legal team and the IRS are talking and trying to reach a settlement. Trump's lawyers asked a judge to pause the case for 90 days while the two sides seek a resolution. Earlier this year, the president filed a lawsuit against the very government he oversees. He's seeking $10 billion in damages over the leak of his tax information to news outlets between 2018 and 2020. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. How much does your Bible cost?
According to a report of the New York Times, Americans are buying copies of the scripture at an accelerated rate these days, and sales of expensive copies are surging. Retailers and collectors say Bibles costing up to $400 a piece have been flying off the shelves for several years now. What's particularly interesting about this trend is that it comes when a vast array of digital Bibles are easily available for download and use. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the recent 70th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a U.S. delegate submitted a draft resolution to define gender in alignment with its traditionally accepted usage as referring to men and women. The U.S. proposal immediately received significant blowback from other delegates. Sweden's representative framed it as an attempt to turn back the clock 30 to 40 years. The resolution ultimately failed after being blocked from going to vote by Belgium. This is SRN News. A life jacket worn by a passenger on the Titanic sells for more than $900,000 at auction.
An unidentified telephone bidder has purchased the life jacket worn by Titanic survivor Laura Mabel Francatelli. She was a first-class passenger on the doomed ocean liner. She and other survivors signed the flotation device. The winning bid, £670,000, or $906,000. The auction took place Saturday in Western England. Henry Aldridge and Son Auctioneers also auctioned off a seat cushion from one of the Titanic lifeboats for $527,000. That'll go to the owners of two Titanic museums in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Branson, Missouri. I'm Donna Warder.
As the U.S. and Israel's war with Iran squeezes global oil supplies, travelers have valid reasons to worry about the cost and availability of flights as they plan their trips. More details, SRNnews.com.